Praise the Lord, good evening. Let's start our service, our worship with prayer. Lord, we thank and praise you. Come before the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We bless your holy name. Oh God, you lead us and you guide us, you help us, strengthen us. Thank you for all that we are able to achieve from morning till now. I pray, O God, that you open our eyes, continue to see you. O God, to know your will and your plan in our lives in a better way. I pray and we thank you for this opportunity that you brought us together to serve you and to worship you and to hear your word. I pray that your word will strengthen us, encourage us, and will teach us things that you want us to learn and to apply in our life. I pray, Lord, for the protection of everyone here and those who are outside from coronavirus in the name of Jesus. You guide us, you help us, you strengthen us with your grace and your mercy, O God. I pray, O God, help us to evangelize and reach the lost with the gospel. We pray also, Lord, lead us to people who are humble, who are willing to listen to your word. Lead us to people who need to hear the word of yours in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God. There is no one like you, O Lord. Thank you for your miracles and your wonders and all what you are doing in our lives. I pray, Lord, protect our brethren in other congregations in Bahrain, Kuwait, in Abu Dhabi, Iraq and Syria, in Sri Lanka and India, and in Philippines, America and Australia, Lord. You be with him, you be with them, be with the pastors and leaders. And Lord, I pray that you continue to enable us to send your word to them, and you speak to them, and you follow them up, and you care for them, and provide for their needs in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, for your favor upon your church in every place that you have planted. O Lord, let your grace be abound and let be healing, let be miracles, let be provision, let be solution of problems. You help your church and your people. We thank you, God, and we bless you and we magnify you, I do. Anoint our worship, anoint the songs, the prayers, the giving and the message. This all we ask and we pray in His name. Amen. Let's all stand. Let's worship the Lord. It's the time to worship the Lord.
Now is the time to worship.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you satisfy our soul, O God, with your Holy Spirit. So we'll be reviving, we'll have strength, and to continue to praise you, O Lord, and to proclaim your word and your will to the people with us and around us. Thank you, Rock of Ages. You are faithful and true. And we trust you, Lord, that you are able to do all that you have promised in your word. In Jesus' name. Amen. Lift your hands to the Lord. Continue to do, O God. We trust you, Lord. You are great God. You are the greater plan to those who obey, O God. And you have also the plans to those who disobey. You know how to bring them and direct them in the right way. I pray, O God, that we continue to worship you and serve you and continue, O God, to delight in obeying your word and your command. We thank you, God. We bless you. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Let's now collect our tithes and our offering and our first fruit. God is faithful. And we need to be faithful to Him. Thank you, God, for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for your people who have faith in you, who brought their tithes and offering and first fruit and their vows and their lives and their heart to you. Reward them, God, and open the windows of heaven and bless them beyond measure in the name of Jesus. I pray also, Lord, that you use this money for your glory, multiply it. Lord, I pray, don't allow even the smallest coin to be spent unnecessarily in the name of Jesus. And I trust you, God, even if it's small, you will multiply it to God. And I trust you, God, that all our needs, your church needs, your people need, you will be the one to meet and satisfy. We thank you, God, and we bless you. It's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. This is chapter 22 of the book of Revelation, Life After Death. And now we are speaking about the new heaven and new earth, and there is now the description of the city that you will live. We have started last week, and we read in chapter 21. We finish it, and now we already know eternal life with the Lord forever. We have described the holy city, the new Jerusalem that's coming from heaven, from the Father, prepared for her groom, the Lord Jesus Christ. And now we will read Book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 1-7. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as a crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on the other side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly, and blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Lord, thank you and I praise you for your goodness, your faithfulness. Anoint my lips, O God, and put words and statement and verses to encourage your people and to help them to understand your word and your will. Help us to apply the message in our life. Open our ears to hear your voice and your instruction to each and every one of us. We thank you, God, and we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Here, the angel show John other things in the city. He showed me a pure river of water of life. There's a river of water, and that water is the water of life, and that is what Jesus say, that those who believe in me, springs of living water will flow in their belly. As we can read that in John chapter 7 and verse 38. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And this water is the Holy Spirit. But this is speak he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. We who believe in Christ, a spring of living water will continue to flow and overflow inside our life and to outside. And when we live in that city, here we will have a river of water of life, a life given to us, continuous life forever. And we will be enjoying eternity with God. And what you say here about the river means that fresh water, continually fresh, sweet water. And here the word pure. Now, this is speaking here about the city that we're going to live. But how about us now? if we delight to have such things in the future, then we need to apply things in our life now to be pure, so that the Holy Spirit will come inside us and we live a clean life before God, to live a holy life. And speaking about the pure, it's not about sin, but about motive, about inclinations, about the plans. It might be good, but not the plans of God. So God wants us to be pure. And also, describing the water of this is clear as crystal. God wants transparency in our lives before Him. We need to purify our motive and make it clear. That river of water of life, it is a proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. This is the throne of God, the throne of our Lord, and the same throne is where the Lamb of God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Here we find the Trinity in this verse. In the new city, there is something peculiar in that city. If you read Revelation chapter 21, verse 22, there's something in this city. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. But you see here that in that city there's no temple, there's no what you call a building or a church there. And he says that the Lord God and the Lamb, they are the temple. On earth, God had put His church. And even we have read through the whole period, through the book of Revelation, there's mention about the temple of God during their tribulation. Once we pass the white throne of judgment, there will be no more temple, because the purpose of the church had already, that the purpose of the church on earth had been fulfilled. It is done. We will not know what we need to evangelize to whom. We will admonish whom. All of us, we are saved. That's why we don't find a temple in the new Jerusalem, in the new city. Without God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. So, the importance of the church now, we should not underestimate it. The church has help and rules here on earth to teach, to admonish, to correct, to guide the people into the will of God through scriptures and through the teaching of the Lord. In verse 2, when I was reading today the scriptures, it says in the midst of the street of it, as if there is a street in that city. What is in the middle of that street? In the middle of the street of it and on the either side of the river. So I want to figure out where is the street and where is the river. Let us read it, and then we can figure out. In the midst of the street of it, and on the other side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yield her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. What I understood here, and this is the other street. Like a way, there's a way. And even in life, there's a way that God had ordained for us to follow. In the middle of the street, you know, when you go now to highway, there's a two-way street. One street go like one direction, the other street in the opposite direction. In the middle of the two streets, there's also some land. Here, see here, in the middle of the street of it, and on the other side of the river, sir. While in the street there's a river. As if the street, in the middle of the street there's a river, and on the other side of the river there are trees of 12 manner of fruits. You know, when they say 12 kind of fruit, how many year per year? How many months per year? There's 12 months per year. Now, I understand now. That's what God had prepared for me in heaven. Now, how about here on earth? I'll be just here so that if I will be passing, I'll be there. So I need to program my life to live in such manner. I need to go, listen here, I need to go in the way of God. And I need to be directed by the Holy Spirit. Because here the water is the Holy Spirit. And when I am listening to what God is telling me and I obey what God is telling me, I will find that the Holy Spirit is in the middle of the way that God had ordained for me. Now what is the privilege of that? You know, there's two kinds of living on earth. There's people, they live by their own might. And there are people who live by what God is telling them to do. Now what is the difference? Those who live by their own strength, they will have hard life. They need to dig and struggle much. But those who wait upon God and be guided by His voice, because that which is said, those who believe a spring of living water will be overflowing in their belly. When we are directed by the Holy Spirit of God, as we move in the way of life, and as we move even in the narrow way, that people hate to go into the narrow way, as we go through the narrow way, we will have the refreshment, daily refreshment of the Holy Ghost, from morning until evening, plus there are fruits, refreshment and enjoyment in our life. Besides the fruit, you know, there are people who labor much to get something, and there are people who work among God and gain more than what the other are doing. There will be a fruit, and the fruit, you know, every month, like somebody working, getting salary, waiting for the salary to come. You know, when we wait upon God, the blessing of the Lord will flow and overflowing. As I was meditating today on this verse, it's a very deep, and not only provision, not only refreshment, and not only purity, not only fruit, but there's also healing. You see, and the leaf of the tree, where for the healing of the nation. So there's healing with our friends in our life. There's a physical healing, there's spiritual healing, there's emotional healings. And let's go back to verse 2 also again here. Let's read something else in it. In the midst of the street of it and on the other side of the river was there the tree of life that we know about it. The tree of life is also mentioned in the book of Genesis. You know, when Adam and Eve, they sinned against God, and the Lord drove them out from the garden east of Eden, He put an cherubim to guard the way with His sword. And that cherubim, the purpose of it with the sword is not allowing them to come and approach the tree of life and they will live forever. God does not want them to eat these things without repentance. Let's read this. Genesis chapter 4 and verse 22 to 24. Sorry, book of Genesis chapter 3. Verses 22 and 24. And the Lord God said, Behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims, not only one, cherubims, and a flaming sword which stand every way to keep the way of the tree of life. So here, when we come to the Lord in repentance of Jesus Christ, when we choose to be led by the Holy Spirit, when we choose to hear the voice of God, when we choose to obey what the voice of God tells us, we will find in the middle of the way, yeah, there's a river. The water is clear, pure, crystal. The tree of life is there. We will have access of it. There will be fruit and refreshment along the year, 12 months. Every month there is some kind of fruit, some kind of blessing God will bestow. And in addition, there is healing there. Hallelujah. What we have read here, what we will receive, it teaches us how we need to live now to be eligible to get such a blessing of God. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. Oh, wow. Here there's no more curse, there's no more suffering. There's joy. And only in front of us, the throne of God and the throne of Jesus Christ, they are together, shall be in it, and his servant shall serve him, he will serve the Lord. So now, if you want to live there, we have to decide to serve God. What is there to save God now? To do our own or to follow what he had planned? We need to follow what he had said and what he had planned for us. And there shall be no night there. Night means darkness and fear. Be no night there. And they need no candle, because Jesus Christ is the light. And God the Father is there. The Holy Spirit is there. Neither light of the sun. There's no need for sun or moon. For the Lord God gives them light. And they shall reign forever and ever. As we obey God, even now, he will give us light. People, they don't know what to do, but we have assurance that there is river, there is purity, there is provision, there is light. We can see God is moving in our behalf. And as we commit to serve the Lord, the light continues. We don't need sun, we don't need moon, we don't need light, because we are enlightened with the Holy Spirit. And he said unto me, the angel, these things are faithful and true. These are correct things. Write it down. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servant the things which must shortly be done. This is our revelation of things. God show us way of life through the scriptures. And he wants John to know it, to proclaim it, to write it, and to tell it, and even for us today as a church. Behold, I come quickly. This is saying I'm coming quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the saying of the prophecy of this book. God wants us to keep the saying, to keep the style of life that God wants us to keep. Why now there's a temple, there's church, and not in the new city? Because now the church is working. God wants us to work to enlighten people, their lives, to teach the people. People, again, are two types. type who depend on their own strength to do their own way, and they will eat with their hard work. And there are second type of people who depend on the leading of the Holy Ghost, and they eat the beautiful things, the blessed things that God had prepared for them. Let's all stand in His presence. Let us today be challenged with the message. There's a choice. There's a road. Whether you like it or no, you are moving in a road. Will you want? In the middle of the road is the river of life. And on the east side, the tree of life with the fruit of 12 manner of fruits. And there is leaves for healing. Yes, O God. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for your word that is clear to me. What kind of life that I want you to live. Lord, I delight to follow your ways. I delight to be led by the Holy Spirit. Lead me, God. And help those who are willing to follow. Help them and guide them. And help me to help them, O God. Direct me to teach your people your ways. O God, I pray for a fruit for this message. Pray for people's lives to be changed and transformed, and be willing to surrender their life fully to you. Lord, come to the Lord now. Give him your life. Come out from the road that is dry, no life in it, struggling with all your might, but there's no fruit, there's no refreshment. Oh God, I am tired. Tell him, Lord, I am tired. I'm coming to you, Lord. I'm offering my life to you as a living sacrifice. Take it, oh God. I decided from this day on to serve you and to do the work of yours and your will. In Jesus' name.
Lord, I come. Take my life.
Come to the Lord and give him your life.
I offer it to you, a living sacrifice by your grace, by your blood. I come into the Holy
take the message, separate it, and let it reach those who are in need of your words. Oh God, help us to serve you, Lord. Thank you for refreshing us with the Holy Spirit. Thank you for reviving us. Here we are, Lord. Take us, send us to preach your word. To reach people who are in thirst and hunger of us. We thank you, God. We bless you. God bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord, that you have with us. Keep us from harm so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Ghost, be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.